I am amazed by improvisational jazz. The spontaneous invention of themes and sounds and solo lines. The faith they have in their ability to create and navigate around a common melody. A language not of notes, but emotions. Mozart once said that music is not in the notes, but in the silence between them. But I actually think the jazz trumpeter Miles Davis said it best. Don't play what's there, play what's not there. Playing by free instinct, playing by divine faith. Do you have faith in the divine abilities that God has given you? Well, the theme of this meditation from Romans chapter 4 is about faith. Living and moving by faith, exploring new lands, new relationships, and new moments by faith in the Creator of all that there is to explore. So to begin your meditation, settle into this time of faith, spontaneous faith, dreaming of new things to explore by faith. As your breathing begins to relax and your eyes close without effort, center on the eternal presence of God, Spirit, and Son, now guiding you. They are your baseline, so start there. Continue in this time of reflection by responding to this passage from Isaiah chapter 40. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord God, because of my faith. May God bless the reading of His Word. Comfort me, my God. Speak tenderly to me, so my warfare will end. And Lord God, because of my faith. Comfort me, my God, and cry out to me so that my iniquity is pardoned, Lord God, because of my faith. Comfort me, my God, speak tenderly to me and cry out to me so that all I receive from your hand will be doubled to cover my sins, Lord God, because of my faith. Continue on now by faith for a moment longer, believing in this time of prayer and contemplative meditation because of faith. Rituals and routines can help us be grounded when the world feels in chaos around us. But they can also become idols that stifle our free form of faith. How do you react in the absence of structure? How do you feel when you realize you can't rely on yourself? Well, scan your body and your mind as you begin to release control. Just a time of unstructured prayer, unguided meditation. Take several moments now and let your faith guide you to where. Let your faith in the God of creation steer you because of your faith. As Mozart said, music is not in the notes, but in the silence between them. So continue on now by centering on your breathing. Take several deep, complete belly breaths. Each full, deep, and slow. One right after the other. Become mindful of each breath and the silence between them. Inhale, pause, and exhale. Center on the silence. Center on what you notice. Center on where the spirit guides you. You may notice some anxiety and confusion, but you know what? Celebrate that. Let that become part of your meditation. Let your mind drift by faith that it is being divinely guided. Center on your breathing. Then listen for sacred whispers in the silence. You are safe here. Now continue as you center on listening for God through His Word in this, the first of three divine readings from Holy Scripture. Here imagine this passage as a personal note to you from the Apostle Paul through the Holy Spirit as you listen to Romans chapter 4 verse 7 from the New King James Version. So then, my beloved friend, do you feel restricted by carrying guilt over what you've done? Do you feel restrained, hiding under a blanket of shame for past transgressions? Well, let this truth pierce that darkness and invade your soul. The truth that blessed are you, whose lawless deeds are now forgiven because of your faith. Blessed are you, whose sins are now covered and cleared because of your faith. Where did your thoughts settle? Well, listen once more from Scripture and listen for Him in between the words. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven. Blessed are those whose sins are covered. What did you notice this time? For the next minute, contemplate on what you heard. Come out from under any blankets of shame to let your mind drift free by faith as the Spirit guides you. Once more, but now reflect on the emotions that are stirred. Listen to this same passage, but a wider reading from The Message. If you're a hard worker and do a good job, you deserve your pay. We don't call your wages a gift. But if you see that the job is too big for you, that it's something only God can do, and then you trust Him to do it, you could never do it for yourself, no matter how hard and how long you worked. Well, that attitude of trusting Him to do it is what gets you set right with God, by God. It's sheer gift. David confirms this way of looking at it, saying that the one who trusts God to do the putting everything right without insisting on having a say in it is one fortunate man. Fortunate those whose crimes are carted off, whose sins are wiped clean from the slate. Fortunate the person against whom the Lord does not keep score. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Rest here reflecting on how this passage made you think, feel, and reflect. Let this next minute be a free pondering of thoughts guided by God. In this third expanded divine reading from the New International Version, reflect on the passage now as a faithful prayer and imagined contemplation on the Word of God. Dear Heavenly Father, let me know pure joy that my disobedience has been forgiven. Let me know pure joy too that the whole of my sin has been put out of sight. What joy I have that the Lord has cleared the record of my sin. I pray and praise this now in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, and my Savior. Amen. What did you encounter in this reading? Knowing that the sin that binds you has been removed. The notes that once restricted you have been cleared away so you can play freely now, being guided by God. While resting in imaginative contemplation, ponder that truth once more. Your sin that once restrained you has been put out of sight. The sin that once limited the notes you could play has been cleared away. See it being set aside right now. In your mind, see it being cleared away. And take this next minute to soar unrestrained, to fly free. Because of your faith, let the Holy Spirit lift you to new unexplored heights and take all the time that you need here. Pause if you need or want more time. God is in no rush, nor should you be. Stay here for a while longer, being guided by God, breathing, exploring and trusting by faith. Silently whisper your centering prayer, Lord God, I am free because of faith. As you fly free, be mindful of moments you may once more feel earthbound, tied to and limited to only the notes on the page. Well, take those moments to intentionally live unshackled by sin. Live a life free to soar by faith. Be mindful, too, of other people you encounter on the way that are living a life confined. How might God use you to free another? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at the first new light of morning sun or the shadows of evening, let your faith freely guide you to explore new lands, new relationships, new moments, and new notes in the silence, for it will be then and there you will encounter the face of God. With your eyes closed, let me pray this final benediction and blessing over you. Blessed are you whose lawless deeds are forgiven because of your faith. Blessed are you whose sins are covered because of your faith. By the grace and gift of faith, may you know the love of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the freedom found in God now and forever. Amen.